The following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA. Earth.
Without further ado, it is time to bring on, and Barry is blushing. You're going to be able to contain your excitement over there?
I'm going to smack you.
It is.
I'm going to give you a body
check.
Barry
Warner's man crush, ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of your Houston Texans, Gary Kubiak. Welcome in, Coach. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing okay. Go ahead and gush.
All right, Kubes, would you explain one thing that... I don't have pictures of you that the guy thinks that there's some.
No, I think Kubiak. I think he has pictures. Of, I think he has pictures of you.
Oh, golly, I hope not.
And don't admit it if you do, Coach. First, congratulations on the contract. How long had that thing been in the works?
You know what? It just happened over the course of the last week. I mean, we started dealing with all our coaches first, and so we got all our guys settled down, and we had a couple of coaches to hire, and then Bob and I basically did it last week. So, I just feel very fortunate. I appreciate his family giving me a chance to continue what we've started, and I'm just looking forward to get to work and trying to make this football team a couple steps better so that we can all enjoy some playoff games.
Coops, my partner thinks all I do is fawn over you and throw softball questions. So, you're 7-17 in 3 years in the division.
You're breaking out the hammer.
I'm saying right now, Gary, that when this football team goes to the playoffs next year, you got to set your sights on going at least 4-2 next year in the AFC South.
Well, it's a tough division, Barry, and the problem in a division, everybody's had trouble catching that one team, so that's what's been so difficult because of their dominance and their quarterback and the way he's played. But you're exactly right. I mean, we didn't play well enough in our division last year. It wasn't like we played poorly. I mean, we're in every football game, but you got to find a way to win those games. And we had our chances in some very tight games against every one of those teams, and we got to get tougher up in these football games and find a way to get out of there with a W.
I'll tell you, it's staggering when you really think about it and you break down your record heading into your fifth season with the Texans. You're 31-33 overall, but 24-16 against every team not in our division. I mean, that is obviously an issue, but playing in a division as tough as this AFC South, and we know it's not going to get any easier. How do you try to break that string? How do you, what do you look to do differently next season against divisional teams?
Well, first off, we know it's not going to change. I mean, Indy's not going to change. As long as number 18's running that football team, they're not going anywhere. Tennessee's a young football team. Jacksonville's a young football team. We're a very young team. We had ourselves in position to be successful last year. So I think the biggest thing we got to do is just concentrate on finding a way to get a step better, and whatever that is that running the ball better? Is that playing better defense? But, we've got to find a way, like I said earlier, to, get out of those places, those road games with wins, and take care of our business at home. I mean, we're 0-3 in our division at home, and, that's not going to get you where you want to go.
Yeah, you brought up the running game. Tell us about Steve Slayton in that situation.
No, he's doing good, guys. They performed surgery on him. There was a time where they didn't think they'd have to, but they went ahead and did some work. I wish I could describe exactly what they did, but he will be in OTAs. He'll be in all the off-season work. He will not be able to be a part of any contact and should be cleared for training camp. So, all systems are go. I mean, there shouldn't be anything holding him back as long as he recovers correctly.
Coops, when you look at the upcoming season, how exciting is it for you to know you got Cushing, number one, and he is only going to get better and better. But number two, with Connor Barwin having a year under his belt, what that's going to do to finally give you a pass rush?
Well, that's the most encouraging thing right now about our football team is the progress that our defense made from week four until the end of the season. I mean, they probably played about as well as anybody in football. They gave us a chance to win every week, and yet they're very, very young. And, our youngest player was probably, one of the leaders of that happening in Brian. So, you put Connor with him, and Connor going into his second year, he's really only played defensive football for 2 years. He should be much better. And now we got a chance to go add to it. So, it should only take a step forward. Frank's going to be better. Really like our coaching staff. And, our defense, to me, if they play the way they played the last 12 weeks, we'll be in every football game.
Coach, you had to be thrilled to see what Matt Schaub was able to accomplish at the Pro Bowl. Granted, it was the Pro Bowl. Still, that had to be a thrill for you, right?
Yeah, it really was. You know, I didn't get to see the whole game, saw the first half, but you know, anytime one of your players, first off, to get a chance to go, I think it really helps players because they go there, they feel like, hey, I belong in this group of players, you know, this type of player I am. So, you know, we're getting back a more confident player, a guy who, you know, feels like a Pro Bowler, one of the best players in the league, and then you add what he did in the game to that, and, you know, it can only make him more confident. So really proud of all those guys that went. Wish Cushing would have been able to play in the game, but they represented us very well, and, you know, we should all be proud of that here in Houston.
Coops, those of us that are old school like moi always know that the most important player in your team is your starting quarterback, and in that case, the next most important player is what you did for Elway all these years, the backup. What did you see last year, and what is Greg Knapp and Rico Dennison looking at right now in Orlovsky that made you feel that he was the apple of your eye last year, and why you're confident that he can do the job as a backup?
Well, what we saw, Barry, is we saw basically the same characteristics that we saw in Matt. I mean, size-wise, the type of athlete he is, smart, the arm. He's obviously behind Matt from the standpoint that he hasn't played, you know, a lot of football, and obviously hasn't played at the level of football that Matt has played. So I think it's about experience with him. He's got to get a lot better. I'm trying to really improve his standard as a player and how he practices and how he goes about his business, because I think that's what great players do. I mean, they're all talented, but some of them just have a standard that sets them apart and how they go about doing their work. So that's my mine and Greg's and Rick's challenge with him, and we can get that done. You know, we got a fine player.
Texans head coach Gary Kubiak hanging out with us tonight here on Sports Radio 610. Coach, we talked about Steve Slayton a little while ago. I mean, the running game obviously struggled and suffered this season for various reasons, and that would probably end up being something you guys address in this offseason, whether it's through free agency or the draft. If things stayed the same, and for whatever reason, you know, Steve Slayton was your featured back going into next year, would you feel comfortable with that?
Well, I mean, you always have to look at going back to work with the players you got, because, I mean, it's easy to sit here in pre-agency and say, well, we can, you know, go land a couple of players or we can get this in the draft. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So the most important thing we do is get better with the people we got. So, you know, Steve played fine football 2 years ago. Obviously, he struggled this year. Foster came on and did some good things for us. The bottom line, we got to get better running the ball however we do it. We got to get better up front, better in the backfield, better as coaches. I really think if you look at all these close games that we lost, a lot of that was due to the fact that we couldn't close games on the field running the ball. So that is a high priority for me in this offseason and for us as a team.
Gary, to me, a big priority for you is being able to get through to the guy that I lovingly refer to as the knucklehead, Jacoby Jones, to finally grow up. How good can this kid be if he puts it all together?
Well, I think he can be as good as he wants to. I mean, you know, let's give him some credit here. He came from a very small program, a small school. I mean, the step he's taken in the National Football League is huge. You know, he's had his days of immaturity and those type of things, but the one thing about him, he's a good kid. I mean, he's trying to do it the right way. We just need more consistency from a standpoint of on the field, off the field. You know, I probably had more meetings with this young man than I've had with my three boys, but that's okay. because I really think in the long haul, this guy's going to do some great things for this city. And, you know, I mean, he should be a one or two in this league. If he takes care of his business, that's the type of player he can be.
Coach, a two-parter for you. Is there a sense of relief for you at all, knowing that you're not going to have to answer questions about your job security next season? And how much of any pressure do you feel to live up to that new contract?
Well, I think as a coach, you're going to always have to answer those questions. I mean, in this business, 16 teams win on Sunday, 16 teams get beat. I mean, it's the greatest league in the world and the most competitive. And if you don't understand that going in, it's going to drive you crazy. So I think,
Gary, you're crazy to begin with. You got into this profession.
That's the truth.
I think I understand that. Do I feel pressure because of a contract? No, I don't feel pressure because of a contract. I feel pressure because I grew up in the Heights, and I'm a Houston kid, and I want to see this team win, and I want to see this team get in the playoffs, and everybody get to experience the thing that we just saw New Orleans experience. So there's no more pressure put on me than I put on myself. But you know what? I'm going to enjoy what I'm doing. I'm going to enjoy each day of work, and we'll give it everything I got. And we'll do that as a staff. And if we do that, everything will be just fine.
Gary, I would be remiss. You mentioned New Orleans. The moment that the Super Bowl went off, our phones were flooded, and people were saying, well, you know, Sean Payton was hired 4 years ago, just like Kubiak, and he's been to two championships and now one Super Bowl. What do you have to say when you hear that?
Well, he's done a hell of a job. I mean, he's a good football coach. I mean, they've done a great job revamping that roster. They made up a lot of ground real quick. I mean, they went and took a chance on a quarterback, just like, you know, we did in my second year here. They did right off the bat, and, you know, both of our quarterbacks have panned out. And if you got a good quarterback in this league, you should be able to make some headway. You know, heck, I'm proud of Sean. He's a good friend of mine. I'm happy for the city of New Orleans. I got to worry about the Texans, Barry, so I got to do a better job, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
All right, Coach, I have to ask this question. There were people online holding, and you know, they have a little subject title in there, and a couple people think that Barry throws you softball questions. Can you address that, whether or not Barry throws you softball questions, not just tonight, but through the course of a season?
Well, but Barry, the check's in the mail. Okay, so it's on its way. All right.
So, it better have some big zeros with the bump you got, Kubiak.
Yeah.
You know what? In this business, golly, you got to have one friend. You know, I mean, golly.
Awesome answer. Okay, now for real, I'm going to put you on the spot. Is it playoffs or bust next year? I mean, is that the mentality? Is that a realistic expectation? I know it's February, but is it a realistic expectation for every Texan fan listening right now?
Oh, it's very realistic. I mean, I've been thinking that way for a couple of years. I mean, I think we had a lot more work to do a couple of years, but, I mean, with our football team right now and, you know, what we're capable of doing, if we go and improve ourselves throughout this offseason, I mean, there's no reason why we shouldn't feel that way. But you know what? I stay focused on the work. I mean, it's easy to sit here and talk to you guys and talk to John McClain or whoever I talk to and start talking about what we're going to do. But you know what? I'm just going to stay focused on doing the work, because if we get the work done, then that'll give us the best chance.
All right. Little musical serenade here, a little sappy love music as Barry says goodbye to Coach Gary Kubiak. Go ahead, Barry. The floor is yours.
Kubes, I'm going to get this guy on. He should be fortunate that he does not play hockey, because I would put him into the boards and they wouldn't find them again.
Coach, thank you for the time.
I thought I was calling in to talk to Vandermeer. I didn't know I was calling in to talk to Barry.
The coach comes with material.
Thank you, Coach.
Take care, Kubes.
Appreciate that.